This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
What if preventing cognitive decline as you age was as simple as protecting your heart? An expert shares specific lifestyle changes that can transform your brain health. InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey has the story. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Dr. Charles Hennekins is the first Sir Richard Dahl Professor of Medicine and Preventive Medicine and Senior Academic Advisor in the Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University, and he was one of the authors of a commentary published in the American Journal of Medicine. The article outlined healthy habits that can improve cognitive decline. Dr. Hennekins, tell us a little bit about your study and what you were hoping to find out.
Well, as life expectancy continues to rise, we're faced with the urgent need to expand our focus from simply extending the lifespan to enhancing the health span, the years we live with vitality and independence. Cognitive decline is not just a clinical issue. It's deeply personal. It affects memory, decision-making, and the ability to stay connected to loved ones and community. The strongest and best described risk factor for cognitive decline is chronologic age, but loss of cognition among the elderly, however, is not an inevitable consequence of aging. And what we believe is that lifestyle factors such as physical inactivity, unhealthy diets, obesity, alcohol consumption, medical conditions such as lipid disorders, high blood pressure, diabetes and depression, and socialites, isolation and intellectual inactivity, they seem to play important roles in cognitive decline. And the most recent research done in the United States most recently, but also another large-scale trial in Finland, have suggested that changing these lifestyle factors then could not only delay or avoid cognitive decline, but might even improve it.
Is this primarily a preventative step, these lifestyle changes, or if someone is already experiencing cognitive declines, can this help?
Well, I think both are true. I think it was Ben Franklin who said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so we can get much better benefits from primary prevention than treatment. But there is suggestive evidence that you can benefit from improving your lifestyle even once the cognitive loss has developed.
Did you go into this with a theory or two as to what the results would be, or were you surprised by the findings?
Well, I think we were reassured. There are these two very large-scale trials, the Pointer trial in the United States and the Finger trial, which is based in Finland. They're large randomized trials to test these multi-domain life interventions, and each has provided reliable evidence of benefit, and they illustrate that targeting several risk factors simultaneously can produce measurable improvements in cognitive outcomes. The fact that these trials were consistent with each other in two different populations, one the U.S. and one Finland, strengthens the belief that lifestyle modifications are causal in reducing cognitive decline.
Is there any age where you think it's too late to make these lifestyle changes?
No, I think it's never too late, but earlier is better, but later is better than never.
You've kind of touched on this a little bit. You mentioned that the same lifestyle habits that prevent heart disease can also protect the brain. Tell us a little bit about that link.
Well, that's true. For example, in the cardiovascular realm, abnormal blood lipids, overweight and obesity, hypertension, diabetes, or the precursor of diabetes, which is elevated blood triglycerides, all reduce the risk of not just heart attacks, but of strokes as well. And those same risk factors also play prominent roles in certain cancers, principally colorectal cancer. So it's not surprising, really, to see that these lifestyle interventions, both by the therapeutic lifestyle interventions practiced by the patient and the pharmacologic adjuncts to normalize all of these risk factors, will play a role in reducing cognitive decline as well.
Your commentary pointed out that Alzheimer's care already costs more than $400 billion a year. How might investing in prevention rather than relying mainly on new drugs save both money and lives?
Well, if you think about it, we're just talking about the everyday choices, like what you eat, how much you move, how socially connected you stay, can have profound effects on your brain health, and preventing cognitive decline isn't just possible, but these two trials show that it's achievable. And also with respect to Alzheimer's, a severe form of cognitive decline, this exerts a major drain on individuals and society alike, and also takes its toll on the caregivers as well.
So what do you think the results of these two studies mean going forward?
Well, going forward, I think that people should be gratified to know that their everyday choices, like what they eat, how much they move, how socially connected they stay, will have profound effects on their brain health, and that preventing cognitive decline isn't just possible, it's achievable.
And just as a final thought, if you could give one message to Americans worried about cognitive decline or Alzheimer's, what would you want them to take away from your research?
Well, don't just think about making these changes. Just do it. Do it now. It will have enormous benefits on your heart, on your brain, on certain types of cancer, and on your cognitive function as well.
And I guess we could add that these lifestyle changes oftentimes just make people feel better in general.
Oh, exactly. They improve not just the quantity of life, but the quality of life, too.
Charles Hennekens, MD, from the Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to chat with you, and thanks for your interest in our work.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.